This is DADT, Timing, and Muffins. A Stargate Atlantis fanfic, written by Tella Silla and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing Roddy McKay, John Shepard, with additional tags for Community McSmooch, First Kiss. Summary. DADT has been repealed, but nothing's changed. Yet. DADT had finally been repealed, but nothing on Atlantis had changed. As John stood in line, tray in hand, he found himself wondering why. He'd spent a long afternoon a week ago with Woolsey working out strategies, because both of them knew it wasn't going to be as simple as just saying, "Hey, it's okay to be a gay soldier!" And yet, all their planning and John's own concerns, both personal and professional, seemed to have been a wasted effort. "Even if you look at the statistics, there has to be more than one of us," John thought, as the normal breakfast crowd bustled and moved around the mess hall. He snagged a bowl, filled it with cornflakes, grabbed a couple cartons of milk and a banana, and then paused, looking over the pastries. "What have we got today?" he asked, pointing at a light brown muffin.
"Maple bacon, sir," Corporal Sanders said. "Lucy's experimenting with a recipe her dad sent her."
"Real bacon?"
"Well, no. It's the stuff we got from the Maltoy."
"Maltoy bacon was actually pretty good."
John grabbed two muffins.
Still pondering the whole DADT thing, John headed for the team's table. As he got close, he noted that Ronan had a couple of the maple bacon muffins, and there was an empty muffin wrapper on Taylor's tray as well.
"Hey, guys,"
John said, sitting down across from Ronan. It was all so normal, so ordinary, and as John poured milk into his cereal, he suddenly realized the answer to his problem.
"Well, duh. Coffee,"
Rodney moaned, setting his tray down before he slid into place next to John. He slurped his coffee and then, fortified, looked around.
"Hey, how come you guys have muffins? They were all gone when I got there."
John automatically reached for one of his muffins and then paused. Someone, he knew, had to be first. And anyway, he gave Rodney food all the time, and Rodney still hadn't gotten a clue. He turned and looked at Rodney. Rodney blinked back at him, a slight frown on his face.
"What? Did I miss a spot when I shaved?"
Reaching out, John rested a hand on Rodney's cheek.
"Nope,"
he said, and then leaned in and kissed Rodney. He didn't make it into some huge production number. Didn't try to slip Rodney some tongue or anything. It was still more than just a peck on the lips, though. He lingered, his hand moving back until his fingers were cupping Rodney's neck, right at his hairline. For what seemed like forever, long enough for John to feel the first faint stirrings of panic in his gut, Rodney did nothing. Then, all of a sudden, he seemed to get with the program, and his lips pressed back, warm and sure against John's mouth, and no, that wasn't panic in John's stomach at all. It was only when they both pulled back a little that John noticed the silence. Even before he glanced around, he knew that everyone in the room was staring at him and Rodney. He could almost feel their eyes on his skin.
"Please," Rodney murmured, low enough that no one but John, and maybe Ronan and Taylor, could hear him.
Please tell me this isn't just a, you know, morale thing.
Only a little, John said, reaching blindly for his tray.
Here, he said. Have a muffin.
Oh, Rodney said, louder this time. He looked at the muffin.
That's why you always give me food.
For a genius, you're kind of slow,
Ronan said.
Ronan!
The people at the table next to them laughed, and then, like some release valve had been turned, the whole mess hall erupted with cheers, whistles, and laughter.
They're maple bacon,
John said, as Rodney took the muffin. Rodney grinned broadly and kissed him.
The end.
Athis Nuts, I didn't intend to do all of John's imagined first kisses, but I was feeling kind of schmoopy, so here's one of them. Also, just, you know, FYI,
maple bacon muffins.
Reader's note. Link to the maple bacon muffins recipe can be found in the metadata of this podfic. Thanks so much to Telesilla for having blanket permission to podfic. I am four seasons deep into my SGA rewatch, and I am rediscovering, it feels like reunion week at the old folks home, I am rediscovering everybody who, like, I remember your username from LiveJournal, I remember your username from the SGA Big Bang website. Yeah, it feels nice and familiar, and oh yes, these things definitely, I am digging through my bookmarks list from like 2012 and seeing if any of these texts still exist, and yeah, it feels really nice. So hopefully this resurgence or reminder of fandom's past hits you in a good place. Hope it made you smile. Thank you again to Telesilla for having blanket permission to podfic and making me smile the first time I read this 12 years ago, and again when I read it today. I know words, I swear. Anyway, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.